Welcome to our podcast on breaking down mental health stigmas. I'm your host, Alex, and I'm excited to delve into this important topic with you. Today, we'll explore how Asian culture values and traditions can sometimes hinder our understanding of mental health and what we can do to create a more supportive environment. Mental health is a vital aspect of our overall well-being, yet its importance is often downplayed or even minimized in our community. We've all heard phrases like, "It's just in your head," or "You're just being dramatic," when someone opens up about their struggles. Or have you ever heard your parents or older relatives say, "I've crossed more bridges than you've walked road, and I've eaten more salt than you've eaten rice." It's like they're saying, "I've been through tougher times, so your problems aren't that bad." But the truth is, mental health is just as important as physical health. Worse still, in our community, we often view mental health problems as a personal feeling or a sign of weakness. I've seen this firsthand when I was conducting mental health screening follow-ups at school. Some students would tease and shout, "Oh, you must have serious problems," when their peers were put out of class to speak with a school counselor. Similarly, we've all heard comments like, "If you just work harder," implying that mental health issues can be overcome simply by trying harder or having more faith. But that's not how it works. I recall a friend who struggled with depression being told by her parent to just be more positive and focus on their studies. But depression isn't something you can simply snap out of or overcome by sheer willpower. It's a serious mental health condition that requires treatment and support. And what about the expectation that we should always put others first? In our community, we're often taught to prioritize family and social obligations over our own well-being. But this can lead to burnout and neglect of our own mental health. We need to recognize that taking care of our mental health is not selfish, but necessary. So, it's time to challenge these misconceptions and create a culture where mental health is prioritized and supported. Let's work together to break this silence and stigma surrounding mental health in our community. So what can we do to change this mindset and create a more supportive environment for mental health? First, we need to recognize that mental health is not a personal feeling, but a legitimate health concern that affects everyone, regardless of age, background, or socioeconomic status. We need to normalize the conversation around mental health, just as we would with physical health. But here's the thing. Talking about mental health requires a level of vulnerability that can be daunting. It's not easy to open up about our struggles, to admit when we're not okay. It takes courage to share our stories, to be honest about our fears and doubts. But that's exactly what we need to do. We need to create a culture where people feel comfortable being vulnerable, where they feel safe sharing their experiences without fear of judgment or rejection. One way to do this is to educate ourselves and others about mental health. We can start by learning about different mental health conditions. We can also share our own experiences and stories and encourage others to do the same. It won't be easy, but it's necessary. By doing so, we can create a culture of openness and empathy. Another important step is to prioritize self-care and prioritize our own mental health. This means taking time for ourselves, engaging in activities that brings us joy and relaxation, and seeking help when we need it. As students, you're juggling a lot: classes, assignments, extracurriculars, and social pressures. It's easy to let self-care fall the wayside. But taking care of your mental health is crucial for your overall well-being. So what can you do to prioritize your mental health as a student? First, let's talk about time management. We all know it's easy to get bogged down in schoolwork, but making time for ourselves is essential. Whether it's waking 15 minutes earlier each morning to meditate or taking a short walk during your lunch break, prioritize activities that bring you joy and calmness. Exercise is another great way to boost your mood and reduce stress. You don't have to be a gym enthusiast to get moving. Try taking the stairs instead of the elevator, or doing a quick 10-minute yoga routine in your dorm room. Every bit counts. And let's not forget about enough sleep and healthy eating habits. Aim for 7 to 9 hours of sleep each night to help regulate your mood and reduce stress, and fill your body with whole foods like fruits, veggies, and whole grains can make a big difference in your mental health. Finally, find healthy ways to cope with stress and anxiety. Whether it's writing a journal, talking to a trusted friend or a mentor, or practicing mindfulness, finding what works for you and make it a regular part of your routine. By prioritizing self-care, you'll be better equipped to handle the ups and downs of student life. Remember, taking care of your mental health isn't selfish. It's necessary for your success and well-being. Now, what about parents? How can parents and caregivers create a supportive environment for mental health? This is where things can get a little tricky, especially for Asian parents. You see, in many Asian cultures, there's a strong emphasis on authority and respect for elders. As a parent, you may feel the need to maintain a sense of control and authority, and may be reluctant to show weakness or vulnerability. But this can be a major obstacle to creating a supportive environment for mental health. You may think that showing empathy and understanding will undermine your authority, or that your child will take advantage of your softness. But the truth is, your child needs you to be safe and supportive for them to open up about their feelings. And let's be real, many Asian parents may also harbor the mindset that my child's problems are not a big deal. They just need to be tough and perseverant. But the thing is, mental health issues are real, and they can't be solved by simply toughening up. So how can you start breaking down those cultural barriers and creating a supportive environment for mental health? For one, make time to really listen to your child, without judgment or interruption. Ask open-ended questions that encourage them to express themselves and validate their emotions by acknowledging that their feelings are real. And don't be afraid to show your child that you are human too. Share your own struggles and vulnerabilities with them, and show them that it's okay to not be okay. Remember, creating a supportive environment for mental health is about being present, empathetic, and understanding. It's not about being a perfect parent, but about being a real one. And don't worry if you're not sure where to start. It takes time and practice to build trust and openness with your child. But with patience, empathy, and a willingness to listen, you can create a safe space for your child to thrive. Thanks for tuning in to this episode on breaking down mental health stigmas. Until next time, take care of your mind.